You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Corinne LaRue. We're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, and I'm sitting here with Syngenta's Dale Ireland. You guys got some pretty cool things coming down the pipeline. Well, let's start with Victrato. What's going on with this cool new product?
Yeah, so Corinne, you may have heard, or your listeners may have heard us refer to Timerium Technology, and that's what we called it until we've received registration. And now it's a commercial brand name will be Victrato, powered by Timerium Technology. And this is a new tool for your growers to be able to manage nematodes of many different species that attack soybeans, as well as sudden death syndrome. And Victrato is also the first federally registered product for helping protect against red crown rot, which is kind of a up-and-comer. Lots of folks are concerned about that.
Takes so much time to really create a product, develop a product, make sure it's good to go in the fields. I mean, what does that timeline look like? I mean, it's several years, right? And this is just great timing for what the industry is facing.
Yeah, absolutely. So personally, I've been working with this molecule in the U.S. field development. This is the 11th year. So 2025 was the 11th year that I've worked with it. And of course, prior to that, probably 5 or 6 years, if you look at lab work, greenhouse work, before I received it to help develop it for U.S. growers. So it has been a long haul, a 4-year registration process, but we're finally over the line. We have a couple handfuls of states already registered, so each week, each day, we get additional states registered. So we're very excited about this new product, this new molecule that will help protect more yield for growers.
That's right. And growers right now with so much unpredictability, just in general, then you got the markets, then you got everything going on. You know, how can they plan for 2026 and use Syngenta solutions?
So this is what I like to think about the seed treatments as. Our growers spend a lot of time selecting varieties by field, by farm, across different farms. That's a very emotional, very important decision to be made. And things like Cruisermax Apex, which is our leading fungicide insecticide product, that's a good base, a good place to start. And most growers have nematodes, whether they're aware of it or not. And we certainly encourage in their management of nematodes is to make sure they're regularly soil sampling. Every couple of growing seasons of soy, they ought to be taking some soil samples, see if their numbers are going up or down. And products like Victrato, by adding that, is going to help reduce what that nematode takes away very stealthily every year that they don't even really realize. It's not a crash and burn. It's not like rootworm where you lose a lot of yield or that plants go down and you know you had a problem. But then also SDS, which is a very visual disease, and then now more recently red crown rot. So Victrato is kind of a Swiss Army knife, if you will, that it really does a lot of things for growers.
Nice.
But you need to make sure you start with a fungicide insecticide as a base.
Wonderful. All right. Well, anything else you want to add?
Well, it's something that it's probably the most exciting molecule that I've ever touched. And, you know, that's not anything special as much as what it does. It shows statistical difference. It is really setting a new yield level, a new level of protection for nematodes, sudden death syndrome, and red crown rot. And we don't see anything even approaching its level of performance, both when we compare against internal standards like Saltro or external competitors. So I would encourage your listeners to look into it. Anywhere Syngenta seed care products are sold, Victrato will be available widely for 2026. And to learn more, they can just Google Victrato, V-I-C-T-R-A-T-O. And that's the easiest way to get more information.
All right, folks. Well, you heard it here from Dale Ireland with Syngenta. Thanks so much for joining us, Dale.
Corinne, enjoyed being here.
All right. Well, that's a look at news of agriculture. This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network.